Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. You know, we can't really say where I am at, but it isn't on your side of the Atlantic.
Well, wherever you are, and we hear it all the time, that WAMC app allows you to listen wherever you are in the world, and we need our people to get to that lockbox and support what they listen to at WAMC.org.
There's no question the lockbox is where it's at, and it is what makes us what we are. There are all of those wonderful people who just keep understanding that we have made this radio station together, and it's extraordinary, and there's no turning back. You know, the moment we get tired of it, it's the end. So it's only as good as long as everybody just stays with it, and I know I will as long as I can, and I hope everybody else will.
It's real easy, WAMC.org, and we thank you for whatever you can do. Well, we have quite the situation, as I see in most of the publications this morning, this from the Times, as a deal is reached with Kavanaugh's accuser, that's Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, the woman who's accused Judge Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault, to testify on Thursday before the Senate Judiciary Committee, but Senator Dianne Feinstein now has requested an immediate postponement. This comes after a second accusation of misconduct surfaced yesterday.
Not only a second accusation, David, but then there's the possibility of a third. We see that Mr. Avenatti, lawyer Avenatti, says he's got another person who wants to come forward. This is going to be very rough because Kavanaugh, of course, is going to be damaged goods, no question about it. And you have people like Lindsey Graham coming out and saying, under no circumstances, basically, will he vote against Kavanaugh. He won't ruin his life. And the Republicans are so intent on getting this deciding vote on the Supreme Court that they will do everything in their power to make it happen. And so what I think is going to happen is that they are going to have a choice. Do they want to risk some Senate seats, which could flip the Senate in favor of controlling the court? And my bet is that they are going to control the court. And so what they will do is they'll wait, they'll hear out the complaints, and then they will vote. And they'll vote for Kavanaugh, and he'll be on the court.
What happens along with this second accusation? Is there any chance that this is derailed?
There's a good chance that it becomes derailed. I mean, let's put it this way. There are those like Susan Collin, Murkowski, and some of the others who will have to make a decision as to whether or not, you know, their constituents will stand for this. I mean, Susan Collins has been a good talker all along about how important this stuff is. She even yelled at the president the other day for his rather usual crass language. But nevertheless, there is a point at which she may be forced to vote against, and all it will take is one or two votes. We know that there are lots of Democrats who could go the other way, who could vote for Kavanaugh under other circumstances, but not now. So it would appear they're in a very rough spot, the Republicans, and they have to make this decision, because if the Senate flips, there'll be no Supreme Court justices for them, just as there were none for President Obama when the Republicans had a two-vote advantage.
Let's talk about the United Nations, the General Assembly, an article, an undiplomatic Trump. At this UN meeting, his aides fear the opposite. They say in Washington Post, laying out requirements is one thing. Controlling the president's conviction that he can outmaneuver any leader or strike any deal is another.
Yeah, I read those articles with very huge interest, David. The idea that one year he calls the North Korean dictator Rocket Man, and one year, and now he says, oh, he's a reasonable man. So what happens is people have a sense that this is not a guy who is consistent in what he's thinking and what he's doing. And that lack of consistency in the world's greatest superpower is what could really hurt them.
An interesting article in the New York section of the New York Times. With the defeat of renegade Democrats, the so-called IDC members, 6 of 8 of them knocked out in the primary, bring a blue wave to Albany. Your thoughts?
Well, it could be. I mean, if the Democrats take the Senate and the IDC is out, and they are not basically blackmailing strong term, but coercing the regular Democrats to go along with them, it would mean that you would have a Senate who will be progressive in what they want to do. This, of course, will challenge Cuomo, who is anything but that, but who has produced a whole bunch of remarkable progressive victories in order to hold off his primary opponent, Cynthia Nixon. But he is distrusted by many people of the progressive stripe. And I guarantee you that there will be some friction if they take the Senate, if the Democratic progressives take the Senate. There'll be problems with the governor. I guarantee it. That's why we know that Mario and Andrew never wanted the Democrats to have the Senate, because if they did, they would have to do all the heavy lifting, as they know every once in a while.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you. Enjoy the day.
We will. We'll seize the day. Carpe diem. Thank you, David, for all you do. We'll see you soon.